Hello, my name is Jesus Rodriguez. We're learning and talking about the Marvelous Invention. Today, you're listening to this amazing podcast, 2K16. It's going to be lit. Welcome to Eurostyle. Today's graphic designers are Ian McDonald, Esmeralda Ramirez, and Zachary Gartman.
It's awesome to be here. Glad I was invited.
I'm very glad to hear that.
You're very welcome.
Hi, I'm really glad to be here with y'all.
I'm also really glad to be here.
So what do you guys think on the evolution of the Marvelous Invention?
Well, technology is some Illuminati stuff, man. It advances and we don't even know it.
You have a point. We don't really know where technology stands right now. For all we know, it's a couple of years ahead of where it's supposed to be, but the government or someone doesn't let the public know.
What if we're all just ducks with overactive imaginations that think we are humans?
Your philosophy makes no sense.
But before that, let's talk about the history of writing. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, there are certainly many words. Long ones like pneumono ultra microscopic silico volcanoconiosis, and short ones like hello.
It's me.
Don't say that, it's copyright.
Oh, okay.
So, who knows about writing?
Oh, I got you. Writing was created by three cultures, Sumeria, China, and the Mayans.
That's amazing how those few cultures developed their own independent writing style.
Yeah, and the basis for English only came from them.
The Latin alphabet is the basis for the uppercase letters we use today. Our lowercase letters were based upon Calo-Garigian minuscule script in the Middle Ages.
What did Gutenberg invent? Do you know when? Do you know where he was from?
He was born in Mainz, Germany in 1395. Gutenberg invented the printing press with the movable type in the 15th century. Gutenberg's machine was invented with a screw press and a punch and a mold system. His marvelous machine also made the first book, which was 42-line Bible. His machine also led to mass production of books, posters, and other typography.
How did his invention change the world?
This machine's contribution to society changed the way everyone would look at literature. Before the printing press, people had to write everything. Imagine writing a textbook, but by hand. Now people can print it without even writing anything. Gutenberg became a towering figure because people thought his amazing invention would be used for a millennium. This machine not only changed the Renaissance, but even centuries later, it is still affecting us today.
I want to know more about how a printer works. Can anybody tell me a little bit more about it?
I got you again. It makes a laser beam scan back and forth across the drum side of the printer, building up a pattern of static electricity. The static electricity attracts onto the page a kind of powder ink called toner. Finally, as in a photocopier, a fuser unit bonds the toner to the paper.
Fascinating. How did Gutenberg even die, though?
I don't even know, fam.
He was poisoned by his own invention.
Oh. That's not good.
I was surprised of the advent of the situation. He will be missed. Harambe, 2016.
Thanks for listening to Eurostyle Podcast, a product of CMYK and AYV with us. Find us on iTunes, yeah? And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at AYV with us.